again. So, okay, we're holding here Pei Dalet Amud Beis in Sanhedrin towards Bam Lamed. I'm going to try to get till some of Pei Amud Aleph, and then we'll start Chazar in Shem today. Okay. Well, why don't we just learn Chelik first, like we have in the Mishnah? Okay, so we're holding. Let's just get a little Chazar here quickly to review, recap what we're holding. The Gemara basically had a pasuk mak Adam mak behema. There's a hekish for Adam to behema, and one hekish was tam lechizkiyah that your pater, just like when you're chayiv for hitting an animal in all circumstances, b'shegiv amazed. So hitting a person is always pater, even he's b'shegiv, because normally you would say by maybe you say come with Rabbinay, by Shaggy he doesn't have that patur, but even by Shaggy where you're not going to say come with Rabbinay, still Tanya Chizkiyah holds you're still going to invite to be Pater. That is one hakish. I mean, all Tanya Chizkiyah you learn out for, just like Maka Behema, if you do it for a Fua, you're going to be Pater. So too, Maka Adam, by hitting a father, if he's doing it for a Fua, he's Pater. Okay, so we're holding, we'll start again, the Bailu. Ben. What? Pei Dalet Amud Beis Di Bailu 2-4 around 10-12 lines from the bottom. Ben Maushi Akizam Love. Can a father let blood for his father? The Master Amar Master says, "V'haftarech kamoicha." Says v'haftarech kamoicha. You have to like your friend like you like yourself. And since you yourself want to have this thing done to you, so therefore there will be no iser of Maka the father when you be letting blood. But Masna says, "V'haftarech kamoicha." I'm sorry, you said that. Ravdimi Rachin Namar Mak Adam Makabhema. He has the hekesh. Ma Makabhema Rufua Pater. Just like if you're hitting an animal. For a fool, you're going to be Pater. After Mak Adam, also hitting a person, the Rufua is going to be Pater. Okay, so we had two reasons. We said yesterday what the Nafkamina would be. In two reasons, if the father, let's say, doesn't want him to do it, so the Hatzareel Kamecha you would not be able to use, because the guy Taka doesn't want you to do it. But the hakish of Mak Adam to Mak Behema would still be able to be in place. Okay. Rav, excuse me here. Rav Papa, he gives him the size of Rav Papa. Lo Yishavik Lebrei, he did not let his son, Lemishkale Silua. He didn't see how to splinter. And so Rav Papa didn't let his kid take the splinter out from him. Because all these, the reason is because he's afraid he's going to make a chabur on him. Ravlish Marbre Dervina Lishavik Lebrei Lemiftach Lekavso. Let's say he had a blister and it had to be popped and let out the pus. So this Marbre Dervina didn't let his son do this procedure on him either. Pazomo Chavel. Maybe he's going to be chavel him. Havile Shiga sister. He's going to end up being a Shigigas Isser. A Maisa Shigig concerning Isser. Right? Yeah? Kasha? Well, we'll have to see who passing is like what. There are pricing that they're passing like this.
But you can conduct a very simple fraud experiment, which is you imagine the father and son alone on an island, and the father is both in pain and at risk of mortality because of an abscess, and the son's supposed to sit there and say,
right, so we'll see. All these cases are, yeah. So sorry, you're right. Okay, so let's just read a little. So the Gemara says it's a Shigas Isser. In fact, the Gemara, Yahki Acharnami, another person should also wipe another guy. Let's take out, let's say a guy gets a splinter, Reuven gets a splinter, Shimi comes and takes it out, or maybe he's going to make Chabura on Reuven, and he's going to be over of Loyosis. So after the Gemara, after Shigas Lav, by another person, some might say Shoigig, by him taking out the splinter, the worst case scenario is going to be is a Shoigig on the Lav. Mashenkin for the son, for Benoy Shigas Chanek, if the son takes out the splinter and makes a Chabur along the way, it's going to end up being a Shogig of a Chanek. What's the difference?
Why is it going to be a Shogig?
kind of maze. You're not intentionally making a. You take out the splinter. If you take out the splinter without drawing any blood, you're perfectly fine. There's no, not that because there's blood going to come out. It's not all the time when you take out a splinter, does blood come out. Sometimes blood may come out. Right? So it's not a sick ratio. Sick ratio is when you do something, it's automatically going to happen. So there also, it's not, I don't think it's chabur there. I'm just taking out the pus and not lav daf chabur. If it gets a little more, if it's out of control, so to speak, and say it starts bleeding, then it'll be a problem. That's the shayla. And then we know it's your fool, but it might be you're still making chabur on the father. Right? That was the shayla. Ma'o shiach, so the Gemara brought down two psukim. The Gemara brought down two sheets that said, hold it, they didn't let their kid take off. We'll see in Shulchan Aruch the second one, the psak is.
Yeah.
So getting back to what's the difference between a shigas lav and a shigas chenek, simple answer is one's chayav a carbon and one's not. Shigas lav is not going to be chayav a carbon. Shigas chenek is going to be chayav a carbon. Okay. So basically we have four sheets in the Gemara. You have the sheet of Hatriyat Kamaycha, you have the sheet of from the Hekish, and then you have these two sheets that didn't let their parent, they didn't let their parents didn't let their kids do this splinter removal. So he's getting down to the Shulchan Aruch, well, how do mice be passing, and these halachas are very negative. Say someone has an elderly father, and he can't move, or it's very hard for him to move. He starts draining him, and he starts screaming, and all these type of things. It's that's the same thing they talk about. You're not going to take the parent to the hospital every time to do that. You're not going to call him back there. So we'll see. Let's see that. Let's see that halacha, and then we'll see talent and hindsight go place what they say. So Hilchos Reish Mem Aleph is talking about Makim Mekal of Imay Mam Shair next sugya. So Reish Mem Aleph Gimel, so Gimel says Hayakoyz Tachav Laviv. The father has a splinter. Lo Yisienu. He's not allowed to take it out. Shair Ma Yovei Lasla Bechabura. Maybe he's going to end up coming and making a chabura on the father. V'cheinu Makizam. Let's say he's letting blood for his father. Oy Reifei. Or the son's a doctor. Lo Yakizam Laviv. He's not allowed to let any blood for his father. He shouldn't cut off any Ivar. Even though he's Mechavim L'Refur, the Shulchan Aruch, Mechavim, he's passing, that's us to do it. So he's passing like these, the Rabbi Shavuot Lebrei, like the second, the back half of the studio. Come to Ramam, Hagar, the Medivar Murim, this whole thing that's Asr, Vishyei Sham Achar Lassis. When you have another person that could do it for you, and then you, the father, who's the doctor also, then he can. Abelim ain't shamach alasis. Let's say there's no one else that could do it. Vumitzar, and the father's the maestro mitzar. Hareyu makizoi, he can be makizam. Vechaytichlo, he can also do this to chaticham. Kifi mashi yoshe alasis. What he gives him, see, he says over here, kifi mashi yoshe alasis, that which they give him rishus to do. So it's mashi, the father doesn't really want him to do it. I'm not sure what your Yishehu Lassais. Does it mean that other doctors say this is a good procedure to do? Or let's say you know, they have to stretch the guy's hand and he's screaming bloody murder, it's killing. So, and see this Ramah, if I'm teaching it correctly, maybe you wouldn't be allowed. But they say in the situation where, let's say, there's no one around, then for sure you're allowed, right? Or let's say the son can do better than anybody else. What was that?
By and large, there's no concept of stational autonomy at the law.
What does that mean,
stational? In other words, that in American law, whenever you have a procedure done, there's this fatuous bit of idiocy of consenting to station, in which you use a great number of large words. Station has no idea what you're talking about. Then finally, at the end of it, they sign something. It's a legal fiction, and actually doesn't have any standing in court, but we do it anyway. In Jewish law, if you have something which is known to be beneficial with low risk, then the patient has no choice. It has to be done. You don't say, can you do this? If you have something which is not beneficial, the patient cannot decide they want to have it. At that point where the patient is in pain and the procedure is questionable, at that point, there's a concept of the only person who knows their own pain, knows the pain is themselves.
Right.
And at that point, you sense that the consent does occur. But by and large, the opinion of the patient doesn't hold any more ground than the person's being trailed, Rabbi Hirschfeld, kosher trade, and Rabbi Hirschfeld says trade, and the person says, well, I think it's kosher, and says, who cares what you think? I mean, it's,
Okay, that's different.
Unless it happens to Rabbi Bloom, I mean, but it's like, standard, if a child goes to Rabbi Hirschfeld.
So what are you trying to say?
I don't know the answer on this. I've never looked into this, but patient autonomy is not generally a factor.
Okay, so then maybe I'm touching this. Maybe I'm touching this.
Is
wrong.
I just said generally not a factor. I don't know the sugya. I haven't seen the halachas on it.
So this is.
Which one?
V'amad v'mishishen whom it's farayu makize v'chaytich loy kifi mashe yershuhu lasos.
The extent to which he left.
So that Yeshu. That's what I'm saying. Does it mean going on the father? So let's say the father doesn't give. The father's screaming bloody murder not to do it, then you would not be allowed to do it then? Dr. Straub's saying doesn't make any sense. I'm just not sure. I read it yesterday. I must have just glossed over his words. I didn't have what he meant. Now I'm reading it here. I see.
Where
does the man get the loss from? And he says, Gamze b'tur v'ramam parakim v'ramam.
I'm not saying shop. I thought maybe meant, I can do a. I can do this, take off this, whatever it is. But once I'm in there, I'll start doing some other things also.
That's not really what he's saying. That's a pshat.
That's
what
I
said.
I'm not so sure. Who
the
Rabbanim?
Isn't the word Yud Rei Shin Vav Hei Vav. Okay, so that's the halacha l'maisa. And they say also, let's say the son could do better than anybody else. But also it's mutter because he's the best guy out there to do it. Or let's.
Actually, it's an interesting aspect of the only helps for a very, very short people. At that point where someone is better than anyone else in the room, the others have no rishus. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch is that refuah is not a rishus, it's a mitzvah. But I think the second or third is that the only person who can do it is the person who's the best one in the room.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as someone better than you walks in the room, then you have no.
This is the Avi Shabbos, this is the Avi all of Rappi Rappi.
No, this has nothing to do with Shabbos.
So really all doctors should be out of business then, besides the best one in the country?
Yeah, it's the best one in the country, yeah, in Chicago. I mean, this is probably the source of people's demand to go see the best doctor in all the East Coast because their shoulder hurts. But people look to search for whoever's best. So it's not good to find. But
mm-hmm.
I believe the best one gets Trump if the father is more comfortable with the son. He believes in the son more than anybody else because he's his son.
So the son should. The son is going to. Right, that's what I say. The Shevet Levi says that the son's the mutter gomer to do it. Or let's say the doctor wants to get paid and the son could do it for free. They're both equal. Both could do the same job. So you send it to the doctor, or you send it to the son. It's also the hindsight. What?
The father's more comfortable with the son.
Right. Okay.
I would be interested to see how we're glad to get saved. I'll tell
you,
before she hears Machaber, when the Machaber says this, I'm sure not.
Okay, that's state down, I'm saying.
If you've got some little town in Yemen somewhere, and the son happens to be the only doctor,
right, okay, so the only doctor in the family is stuck. There's more.
The Chaver sounded awfully final.
Right.
With great infinite respect for the Chaver, make up that for me.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, he said Lashon.
That's exactly what I said. I said it makes no sense to me.
Okay, so let's see the Gemara a little right here. Father Tanan, so basically we said that is Shigyas for taking out a splinter or letting out a pus on somebody else, it's only the most it could be is Shigyas Lav.
And then therefore, what's the drink of that? Shigyas Lav, and therefore...
Maybe you don't have a mind to do anything.
What's bothering you? What is the other side of that?
You may end up coming to be over this lav.
So therefore, we would go, wow, is this the only issue of lav, right? So what's the
most it's going to be? It's not for sure going to be an issue. The most it's going
to
be.
What's the other side? What's being doichid?
We have to learn kamocha. After kamocha couldn't. Yeah, I'm not sure you even have to come on to the. You could say after kamocha. I don't even have to come on to after kamocha over here.
Do you?
And the lav liyosis. So what did it say? I saw something in the bottom here. Actually, I don't remember what the tarot was offhand. They asked that. Things not, but not at the same time. Once you've done one, you're
at that point where you have done the refuah. I mean, that's what's so biggest. Is where you've gone this far and you've done it. You might go a little bit farther. There's no offset involved anymore.
That's what I was interested in. Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was trying to fit into the words.
It means whatever they give you a shush to do,
yeah,
and nothing.
That you can't. That's right.
I do not believe you were thinking something.
I did say it, but no one understood except maybe.
Okay, fine, let's go on here. So the Gemara says, Vada Tanan, you're a lot of talking about here on Shabbos, told by Muksa, I think it's Muksa or maybe Karen. So you're allowed to have this needle, Lito Boisakais, because you might end up needing it for taking out a splinter. Okay. That's on Shabbos. Fact of Gemara, Leicha, Shdum Chavo. Maybe he's going to make a Chavala. Perhaps a Shigas Skila. It's going to end up being a Shigas Skila. So why on Shabbos could you potentially take out the splinter from the guy? L'chayra, it should be a Shigas Skila. It should be worth the Chenek. Here we're handling Shigas Chenek to say it should be a Shigas Skila. So why you allowed it even, it should be Muksam. Shabbos is Skilo. Shabbos. So they were talking about Shabbos. And for the Gemara, Hasan Mikalkul. You're Mikalkul. And when the rules are Shabbos, call him Mikalkul. And if you ruin something, you're Putter. So, honey, Laman Lamar Mikalkul Putter. You hold Mikalkul as Putter. Elman Lamar Chayiv. There's a Shita of Rav Shimon who's going to hold Mikalkul as Chayiv. So, Chay over here, you should like to be stuck with the same. It should be Shigas Skila, because even though you want to tell me you're Mekalkal here, but I've Shimon hold your Mekalkal's Chayiv. So Gemara says, Man Shabbos Lidah Mekalkal B'chabur Chayiv. Who Shita that holds Mekalkal B'chabur is Chayiv? Rav Shimon. But on the other hand, you have to know, Rav Shimon, Peheyam and Aleph, Hamar Kol Melech Melacha She'ein Etzrich L'gufa Patela. Any Melacha that you don't need L'gufa, you're Pater on it. So since over here you don't need this malacha, you don't need the malacha of making the chabur here. All you need is getting out the splinter. That's malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. Anyway, you want to learn malacha shein tzrich l'gufa, it's not really our sugi here. So it's going to be Pater, therefore you're allowed to have this, you're allowed to mutalkulus machat over here. Even in the case where you will take out the splinter, and even you want to tell me it's mekalkulus nichai, but still it's malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. Let's see Rashi over here. We're holding. Let's just see Rashi, the refu. No, we'll see. There are makalkas that are tzrich l'gufa. Let's see the Rashi. We'll have a case in it. Makalkal, I think makalkal, manas, lubnis, and mekaymai, stuff like that. Let's see from the Rafua Pater, like a little 10 more than halfway down the Amid. Even though it's Chabur. Vapter Chamaika, Lehuzaru Yisrael, Vilasis the Chavareim, Elodavar Shein Chavitz Las Lasme. You can't do something to your friend that you yourself don't want to have to, but something you don't mind getting done, you can do it. Siluam Kait Yashalai Bissar, you got a thorn. Lemaftach Le Kabsa, Kviyam Lahitzi Lecham Menu. They take out the Pasterman from a pimple. Yach Yachanami, Liftach, no one else should do it. Shrei Kaiser Huzru. Achavot chaver, right? All Yidden are muzer and chavot chaver. The ksiv lo yosef pen yosef. Shigas lab k'shem eschav and hamishgaga beisur. The shogi beisur shezayin lab ba'alma. It's only a shigi.
What's
that? Shogi of a lab. That's kal. Yes. What was your kasha?
Lo yosef
is referring. That's going by the dayanim when they're hitting him from Marcus.
Right.
So it's also azhar for all yidin, not to hit another yid.
Not to hit another yid. The case of there, the Yosef, is the case where you went over above
the prescribed amount of malchus.
Okay, and we're using that
for anybody else that hits another yid. Yosef. That's the
benefit of the court order.
Right. Yeah? Yes or no?
Well, I'm saying, I can't hit another person. Maki ish
makes mace, you must.
That's only for
killing the guy.
Killing. How do you know you can't hit someone?
Just like
I said.
Okay. Before, there's a whole bunch of different psukim, but there's not really lavin over there. Remember the Rosh Lam Sakarecha, Nikur Chaita, and this is Anun Chesam and Beis. Okay.
So Moshe stopped
Dozen Ben before my entire? That's the next question?
No, I'm not asking that. But in other words, that's the only reason I want
to hit another person. He's Nikur Rashi here. Hamiyad Chavi Apish and the Lord, he can Nikur Rashi, and remember the Rosh Lam
Sakarecha. But this is because of Bo Yosef.
Yes. Yeah. See, the reason why... Okay. Back to Rashi's here. Machal Shayad, he machar ktana. A small needle. Shatay from above the garden. That you stitch up clothing. The knitting helps for Shabbos. You allow to be with helpful on Shabbos. Lito basa kites. Because you end up using it to take out a splinter. Umashum niktani la la and mustafa Shabbos parakal kalim. Gabi v'shal sakoyen. A needle for that makes sack. With parak boy sadalis. Karle laha ktana. We call this the Machal Shiyah. Duma Chavom V'Avir Chabur B'Shabbos. Maybe you're going to make a Chavol and you make a Chabur in Shabbos. Mekalkal Hu V'Cholak Mekalkalin V'Turin. All Mekalkalin are part of B'Chil Shabbos. Why? The Melechus Nach Shabbos. You have to be a Melechus Nach Shabbos. V'Ein Mechayev HaMekalkal. The only one's Mechayev HaMekalkal is Rav Shimon. Umekalkul bechabura, Rav Shimon nami le mechayev. Rav Shimon's not mechayev. Only a meschav lekach. When he's meschavin to do it, gabi tzarik lechavala. When you need it, that's needed for the chavala. Ava noitel kite. Someone who takes out the thorn ain't tzarik lechavala. He doesn't need the chavala. Rav Shimon lo yachbal. Rav Shimon, if it's a free will, he would not be chayvul. Rav Shimon says melachos shein tzarik legufa patula. The perik hamatsniya gabi amoyti esameis v'mito. Okay, Arkan. That sugya of Ben hitting his father, I mean, Mac is down for his father in Rafur. Okay, so you want to say it's Pata of Aser then. But still, it's not a Shigas. It's not a Shigas Skiba. If I was a Skiba, there's no Skiba now. Okay. Ask the Mesheshis the following Shiloh. Then, Mao Shiat the Shliach, Lo'aviv Lakhoitzu Lakali. Can a son be a Shliach Bezdin to whip up his father or to be Makal him? And Rashi explains Kal means to give him Malchus. Okay? To either to hit him, or to or put him in Nidui, or to give him Malchus. That's a Shiloh. Could his son do that? He's doing it. He has a Rishus. Bezdin told Bezdin Mechayev the father for Mechayev the father Malchus. Now Bezdin wants to import. Let's say the son is the shtech Bezdin all the time. He's the guy in charge of Malchus. Could the son go and do it for the father? Beat up. I mean, give Malchus, not the father. That's the shaila.
Midui is because of the emotional
pain. So you want to know what the iser is? Als midui. So they say a few different shatim. Yeah, it's a great question. Get the open challenge tomorrow. So either it could be out our makla of a vimai, it's also a bizayin of vaz of the father, or it's because either they change because you get a someone who's over and either gets a klala. Or the, since they read the psukim in front the lashon of the kala in the gemara, they'll learn different. La kaisa is the makis, and the kala is not going to mean neither. It's going to mean those psukim that you say they read of hif lashem as not kaisa. They read a whole bunch of psukim there. That could be like lashon of kala. Rashi learns it's neither or it's malchus. Could a son be the shliach bezin doing it for rishus? Not pshat, no rishus. Total rishus here. Could the son do it? So Amr Leir, Sheish said back to the Akar Miyatiri, is it anyone else mutter to be Mikhal or to Maka Yin?
What is the case of someone being
Mikhal somebody? Like we just said, say it's all one big case of Makis. That way you get out of the Kasha of Mikhal. So Aruch Lener talks about what the. If you want to have some time, you can look it up. Okay, so I'm going to leave Acher Mitiri is a regular Shliach Bezdin. Who gives him a hazard to do it? L'maisa is the Isser to hit another Yid. So we're in the first place, we're Shliach Bezdin have a right. So it's Ella, what are you going to tell me? Ella Kavod Shemayim Malkus. Kavod Shemayim tells you that the guy's Chayiv Malkus, he's got to get patched, so that's why you have to do it. Hakanami Kavod Shemayim Malkus. Here also, Kavod Shemayim is going to be better, is going to override the Isser of hitting a father. So even though it's a father, but still you have a kavod shemayim, Bezdin gives you a shush to do it. So you'll be, Rav Sheshis wants to say here that you'll be, a son will be allowed to give his father malchus. Yes?
As long as we add things up, in that if we've got, and, you know, possibly we have an alav, Asseh Yochel Asseh, and, you know, the Bezdin says to hit him, and there's a mitzvah not to hit him.
Where's the one that, where is the mitzvah essay of a Bezdin to hit him? Do you have mitzvah essay? I don't know.
The
temple was
the
exam and the
money.
So
what? So the
Pasuk says the fifth organ. No. Oh, eight Zayman. One second. So you tell us to give Marcus. So still, but doesn't. So maybe get a guy to do it. I don't know. Who says a yid should do it? You know, maybe you should have a shvat to do that's in charge of getting malchus. You're saying there's a mitzvah. I'm saying it could really be bypassed. The mitzvah to get the guy malchus. You make a machine up that gives malchus. You know, one of these whipping machines.
Here we've got two. You can't strike a Jew and you can't strike your father.
Right.
Not only that, the law contains misa. So the stringency of two lav, one of which contains nisa, against nasei, doesn't work.
You're saying here it shouldn't even work,
right?
Even though kvayt shemayim is like more like the nice thing.
I'm all for it. Barstool writes lots of books about it. I don't pay any attention to it, but the Barstool, yeah, it's a lovely thing. I mean, however, not going to push off the death penalty. It would seem to me that it would not push off the death penalty. I don't understand.
Let me do some research in that over Shabbos. Let me see what I come up with next week. Okay, you're asking the Chayyid is moist. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's just see this next Mesa. So right now we're holding that Sheshis answered them that Kavod Shemayim, you're allowed to, first of all, you're allowed to hit do Makas on his father. Makas Litzayrach. Mesa. Tomorrow has a question. This is a Brysom that's trying to bring a azhara, a warning for either Maka Aviv or for hitting any other yid. So the Bryce is going to be a little riddle, and then we're going to try to figure out what it means. Uma Misha Mitzuvah La Kaisa. Someone who is Mitzuvah to hit somebody. But he's also mitzvah, loy lakaisai. We don't know who this mystery person is. Well, the Gemara is going to discuss that in a second. Someone who's mitzvah to him is also mitzvah not to him. Misha ain't mitzvah lakaisai. Someone who's not mitzvah at all to him ain't a dinshah mitzvah loy lakaisai. It's for sure he should not be mitzvah to. He's sure he should be mitzvah not to him. Okay, so it's like a funny riddle. Like, what's going on? Someone's allowed to hit, shouldn't hit, someone shouldn't hit, shouldn't even hit in the first place. So my lab, what are we talking about? EDVDE b'malka mitzvah. Both cases of mitzvah l'hakoysa, y'ainim mitzvah l'hakoysa, is talking about a case of bezin authorized, has got to get malchus. So it's b'malka mitzvah. Habib b'noi, habacher. The first part of the Bryce is talking about, one part is talking about a b'noi, and one part is talking about another person. So let's read the Bryce with knowing that Yidia now. So ma misha mitzvah l'hakoysai, someone another yin who is mitzvah from Bezin to give out makis, mitzvah l'hakoysai, he's mitzvah not to hit any additional whippings. Misha ain't mitzvah l'hakoysai, someone who's not allowed to hit in the first place, which is referring to the son, ain't this from mitzvah l'hakoysai, for sure you cannot hit even at all. So what do we see from here? We see that a son cannot be a shliach bezin for nothing. Before we said a son shliach bezin to hit. Here we see from the way we set up this brisa, a mishayin mitzvah akaisi is referring to the son, and we're talking about a makom mitzvah. Still, he cannot do this hitting. Does that make sense? The Gemara says no. Loi edvd loi shnabnoi. We're not differentiating between a child and somebody else, which means it's mutter for the child, for another guy to do it, it's going to be mutter for the son to do it. It's us for Yanim, it's us for the son. So like Asha, kan b'makom mitzvah, kan shaloi b'makom mitzvah. In one case, it's talking about b'makom mitzvah, in one case, it's talking about shaloi b'makom mitzvah. Talk to me. Uma b'makom mitzvah. Madach b'makom mitzvah. Shem mitzvah l'hakoysoi. You have a mitzvah, the Bezin gives you a right, you, the son, or anybody else has a right to hit, but mitzvah l'hakoysoi, he has a mitzvah, on the other hand, not to add on any more hittings. Shloim makam mitzvah, going back, Shloim makam mitzvah, Shein mitzvah, Shem mitzvah l'hakoysoi. Mitzvah shloim l'hakoysoi, shloim makam mitzvah, she'ein mitzvah l'hakoysoi, in a place where you're not allowed to hit him in the first place, ein mitzvah mitzvah l'hakoysoi, for sure, you can't hit him even more than that. No, 1 second. Let's see Rashi how he explains this. Ma'u siyasa shliach bezin l'aviv. Could a son be a shliach bezin l'aviv first and his father? In this chayiv other nidoy, his father's a chayiv nidoy, which is like a chayim, oy malchus or makis. Fa'achem yitiru l'kalei l'akoysei es chaveri. Who gave him a shus to? Who gave another person a shus to be mekal or to hit his friend? Alei koyser al huzuru. All the yinim were warned al hakos chavereim on hitting their friend. Val kilosim and cursing them. Ki afino on bedal mises, like you learned before in paragdal mises. Afilu haki, even though. Still not a shliach bezin. Still a regular yid can be a shliach bezin. Lekach, tiksev ad boy niakenu. He should hit him 40. Tiksev yiten Hashem oitzchom. So now, ma mishem mitzvah l'akoysei. Bright satanya alchem mechuta. Ma la vidivid mitzvah inim mitzvah tarvay makom mitzvah. They're both talking about a makom mitzvah. V'habib noi. One's talking about the son. V'habacher. But one's talking about another guy. V'achamer. V'yalav hazhara l'makavim. And learn how to ask Torah for a makavim. Uma acher shem mitzvah l'akoysei. V'makom mitzvah tiksev yakenu mitzvah shalakoysei yitzim me'aboyim tiksev le'yosef en yosef v'noi she'en mitzvah l'akoysei afil makom mitzvah v'noi it's not mitzvah to hit him even makom mitzvah.
What?
This is the first part. This is the hamina that we're going to have a kasha on Rishashis, that his son is not. Rashi is explaining the first line of the Gemara in the happening, that a son is not mitzvah to hit his father. Alma negetas, and after shliach l'kach, he cannot be turned a shliach for this. For sure he's muzer not to do it even shalai makam mitzvah.
Yakenu told me you have mitzvah to do it,
but maybe it means somebody else to do it. Right now we're taking out only someone else allowed to do it, not the father. That's shver, directly shver to what Rav Sheshet just said. Rav Sheshet said even his son is allowed to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we see.
You see from here that his son's not allowed to do it at all.
Because there's someone else there.
That's right.
What if the son's the only one that can do it correctly?
Okay, so then he's back. That's back to the original thing. He said, "Start Harvey Mutter."
Not according to Sheshet,
according to others. Mutter. Sheshet's also going to be Mutter because he helps fight your mind.
But according to people, this is good.
Well, it's only a Hami. The Gemara's going to fall off that in 1 second. So the Rashi continues, Ma makam mitzvah, shem mitzvah alak, shem mitzvah alak, hoysay, mitzvah shalak, hoysay, yaitzim rabbayim, shloim makam mitzvah alak, holshkin, yalaf azhar ala mak avay chavay mihachay. We learn out the warning from Mak Aviv, or his friends from over here. Which means, just how it just says, don't do it. We have to find some sort of warning, sort of like making like a kavul chaymer here for the warning. Okay, so the adkan, so that's basically the Gemara saying shloim makim mitzvah, the son is not allowed to do it. Aber makim mitzvah, the son and the father are both the same. So right now Mishesh Shita is still alive until we get the next Tashma, which we'll see Mitch Shab next week. We'll continue from this Tashma.
What was that thing about
as far as last thing, as far as
warning to
as hard, well you need it as
hard,
yeah. No, there's, you have a lav and you also have azhara. Right?
Regarding
Mak Aviv or hitting his friend or his father. There's Malchus and there's also Asra.
The guy who's giving Malchus has to have Asra.
Of course you have to give it the Torah. No, Chayim Mises. You can't just say your Chayim Mises. You have to have a warning and then you say Chayim. Don't do this and then another time you say your Chayim Mises. Right? That's always how you have azhara. Besides the warning,
the guy who's giving Malchus, they tell him the Torah and they tell
him. No, tell him that. The Torah has to. There's a warning from the Torah and there's a warning from Revelation. Me and you see someone doing something, we have to go give the guy a warning. It has nothing to do with the Hazara of the Torah. Two separate things.
That's
Hasra.
You have to give the guy who's giving the Malchus Hasra.
Should we kill him?
In case that he's out of low Yossi.
Oh, you didn't give that guy a strong man.
No.
I don't.
You give us right before you were doing a veir, and not before you potentially doing a veir.
Right,
I don't
think so. And they want to say shliach bez, and then that kid kills the guy's puzzle, right?
Yeah, might be doing a veir. Yeah.
I'm doing a veir. There's people watching.
Might kill the other guy.
Yeah, not.
Then everybody's going to have to swear every day.
Might hit him with the floor.
Okay, so let's.